Santana has thrown the first no-hitter in New York Mets history.
Welcome to the Post Game Sports Podcast. This is my first episode. To get things started, I'll be previewing the National League East. On a standings point of view, I have the Washington Nationals winning the division with around 98-99 wins. That's a few more than they had last year. I have the New York Mets finishing in second place. With the injuries to Zach Wheeler, I only have the Mets winning about 81, tops, 82. When they had Wheeler, I had him about 85, 86, and fighting for a wild card spot. In third, I have the Marlins finishing with 80 wins. In fourth, I have the Atlanta Braves with 80 wins. And last in the division, I have the Phillies winning 74 games. Now, that'll change a little depending on how bad the injury to Cliff Lee is. But as far as the division goes, definitely Washington's definitely the best team in that division. They'll win it going away. Actually, with my projections for every division, Washington, I have Washington winning the division by 17. No other division is that far apart. So some of the guys I want to take a look at on the Nationals. Definitely with that new pitching rotation with Scherzer already coming aboard with Strasburg and Zimmerman and Gonzalez and Pfister. I mean, that's five of the best pitchers in baseball on one team, so that's going to be unbelievable. If in the fantasy leagues you're in, if you're in a points league and they deduct for strikeouts, stay away from a guy like Ian Desmond. He's going to strike out about 150 to 160 times, and he's probably not going to have too many points more than that for the year. So that's, I mean, he's cutting his point total in half if they're deducting for strikeouts. For the Mets, a couple guys that I would stay away from just because of the strikeouts are Curtis Granderson and Lucas Duda. These guys strike out way too much in point leagues to be taking that kind of loss. With their pitching staff, like I said, with Zach Wheeler going down, I don't know where they're going to get those 10 to 15 wins that Wheeler would have gotten from. I don't know how they're going to be able to make that up, because I don't believe they want to bring Syndergaard up. I don't understand all the rules of baseball with keeping a guy in the minors and stuff like that, but I don't think they're going to take chances on bringing those guys up earlier in the year. I think they'll wait till either August or September, and by that point, I believe the Mets will be out of the wild card race. So keep an eye on them. For the Miami Marlins, like I said again, I'm just looking at guys that are maybe to stay away from on a fantasy point of view. Ozuna, very good player. Going to hit you about 25, 30 home runs, 80, 85 RBIs, but he's going to strike out about 140, 145, 150 maybe. You just can't, if you're getting points deducted, you can't take that big of a over the season. You can't take that many points off your team. For the Braves, he's still good. He strikes out a lot, but Freddie Freeman, I know he's going a little high. They had him at about 33 ADP, but I have him projected at 133 strikeouts this year. That's just going to be too many. A guy I do like on that team, if he can stay healthy, is going to be Nick Markakis. But like the last couple of years in Baltimore, he just couldn't stay healthy. So who knows how he's going to turn out there. The Phillies, the guy on the team that you stay away from, again with the strikeouts, is Ryan Howard. He's going to strike out about 150, 160 times. It's just not worth taking a guy that's going to strike out that much. Cole Hamels will probably win about 15 games if he stays on the team. I mean, the Phillies might just decide to bag it in and start trading some of these guys and cutting salary. So keep an eye on him and check out the injury to Cliff Lee. I know they haven't put him on the 60-day DL, but they want to try to rehab his injury before deciding on surgery. So keep an eye on that. You can follow me on Twitter at JRPost7 on Twitter, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/postgamesports. So give a follow, and stay tuned for the next episode where I'll be previewing the National League Central. Thank you.